yung kabataan ay hindi lang pala basta pag-asa ng bayan. So yung kabataan ay maaasahan na ng bayan. I am Aljo Dolores. I am an instructor at UP Los Baños, and I am one of the Bolaqueños who are part of Bayanihan Pulilan. So Bayanihan Pulilan is a non-partisan youth initiative. Ang goal namin is to help our indigents and frontliners dun sa hometown namin sa Pulilan, Bulacan. Simple lang yung buhay sa Pulilan eh. Although may mga developed na lugar na, so marami pa rin kaming sakahan. So mayroon pa rin talagang probinsya feels dun sa lugar namin. So just like yung ibang hospitals, mayroon din silang problem in terms of personal protective equipment. Kailangan nilang maproteksyon na yung sarili nila para patuloy na makapaglingkod. Sa lugar namin, I think merong 3 hospitals. So yun yung sinusuportahan namin along with Bulacan Medical Center, which is outside our town. Ang ginagawa namin, we try to ask them kung ilan yung kailangan nila. From there, we try to contact suppliers para tatanong kung meron bang available na ganito, let's say mask or gowns for our hospitals. Kapag meron, ginagawa, kami yung magbabayad, then yung supplier, they will deliver it straight to the hospitals para lessen din yung contact. Talagang ang daming gustong tumulong. So yung sa drop-off point namin, merong 5 to 10 volunteers na nandun at any given time. Sila na yung nagre-repack nung relief goods for pickup ng LGU para dagdag tulong na lang din. Bawas trabaho sa kanila na nakapack ng relief goods, bibigay na lang nila. Actually, nung nag-lockdown, nasa ano pa ako eh, nasa UPLB pa ako noon eh. I tried to stay sa faculty room namin. So I was trying to do some work. Then biglang nag-announce yung quarantine will be extended doon sa buong Luzon. So hindi na ako nagkaroon ng chance umuwi. So talagang naiwan na ako dito sa Los Baños. Una kong naisip noon actually is hindi yung sarili ko eh. Pero yung paano kaya yung parents ko? Paano kaya yung bayan namin? Ano kaya yung lagay ng Pulilan? Ano kaya yung lagay sa bahay namin? More than worrying about myself, I felt really anxious na I won't be there for my family whenever they need help. Hanggang update lang yung kaya kong hingin. Wala akong magagawa. Wala akong may tutulong sa kanila since nasa malayo ako. A few days after the lockdown started, I stumbled upon the Facebook page ng Bayanihan Pulilan. So nung nagsastart pa lang sila, meron silang donation drive na gustong tumulong sa Pulilan. Eh, syempre ako, daga dun ako. I reached out immediately. So sabi ko, how can I donate? And they gave me the details. Afterwards, one of my friends, I was surprised, part pala siya ng Bayanihan Pulilan. She was one of the heads. Sabi niya, Aljo, gusto mo ba mag-volunteer for Bayanihan Pulilan? Sabi ko, sure, kaya lang, nasa Laguna ako. Sabi niya, okay lang naman kasi they try to do everything online naman. Kahit nasa malayo ako, I can still do my part in helping our town. Ang mantra namin sa Bayanihan Pulilan talaga is we try to approach the problem holistically. So, kaya kung mapansin ninyo, if you visit our Facebook page, hindi lang basta pag-collect ng donation eh. Meron din kaming pinaprovide na legal and medical advice, which is free and online. Meron kaming ilang young professionals na sila yung nag-handle nun. It's been my source of comfort na rin, knowing na I am contributing something dun sa lugar namin. Kahit gaano kaliit, may naibibigay ako dun sa bayan ko. It's a really comforting feeling. Story ko, I was also surprised na hindi pala siya uncommon dun sa initiative namin. Meron ding ibang volunteers na although they are from Pulilan, they're based outside the town. So yung iba, taga Manila, dun ang naipit ever since nag-start ng lockdown. They still tried to help the initiative. Actually, one good story from Bayanihan Pulilan is yung tulong ni Mika Reyes. So si Mika Reyes, she's a volleyball player. She's from Lasal and then she's from Pulilan, Bulacan. I never thought that she would reach out to help. But then one day, nagulat na lang ako. Si Mika Reyes nagpost sa kanyang IG story and then sa kanyang Facebook profile about our initiative. Yun palang pagtulong niya sa pag-raise ng awareness about bayanihan Pulian is a big help. Akala ko ang mangyayari talaga is magkakanya-kanya yung mga tao. Pero nakagulat, no, na talagang hindi lang sa lugar namin, sa Pulilan. Meron din ako ibang friends from other places na talagang nagka-try silang mag-raise ng funds. Posible pala yung ganito na nagtutulungan yung bayan natin para sa ikabubuti ng ating bayan. Yung kabataan ay hindi lang pala basta pag-asa ng bayan. So yung kabataan ay maaasahan na ng bayan. The youth are ready to serve. And in times like this, talagang na-highlight yung kagustuhan ng kabataang Pilipino, kabataang Pulilenyo, na maglingkod sa aming bayan.
Nasaan ka man, let your voice be heard. If you have your own stories to share, message Puma Podcast on Facebook. Mula sa Quezon City, ako po si Siege Dantengo. Stay safe.